From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. China is defending its handling of last week's violent protests in Tibet. Despite eyewitness accounts of gunfire, China says security forces never fired a shot. With Tibet under tight security, the conflict is turning into a war of words between China's government and the Tibetan government in exile. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Champa Plunsok is an ethnic Tibetan and the Chinese-appointed governor of Tibet. He told reporters today that Chinese security forces had neither carried nor used any lethal weapons. He said that 13 civilians had been killed and 61 paramilitary police injured in Friday's violence. He reiterated a warning that rioters who didn't surrender to police by midnight on Monday faced harsh punishment. Plunsok said that what really made him angry was that some Western critics described the violent riots as peaceful protests and Beijing's restoring law and order as suppression.
This time, a tiny handful of lawless elements engaged in extreme acts with the goal of generating even more publicity to wreck the stability during this crucial period of the Olympic Games.
For the first time today, peaceful protests spread to China's capital. Around 40 students staged a candlelight vigil tonight at the Central University for Nationalities, where the Chinese government grooms Tibetans and other minority students for leadership roles. Meanwhile, China's foreign ministry complained today that Tibetan independence activists had stormed Chinese embassies and consulates in 16 countries, smashing windows in cars and threatening Chinese diplomats. Spokesman Liu Jianchao restated Beijing's claim that the Dalai Lama was behind the violence in Tibet. We have plenty of evidence, he said, to show that the Dalai clique was involved in, planned, and organized these violent incidents. If necessary in future, we may make this evidence public. At a press conference in Dharamsala, India yesterday, the Dalai Lama encouraged reporters to investigate for themselves whether or not he was behind the protests. But he also expressed frustration with the divisions between protesters demanding independence and his own calls simply for autonomy.
So therefore, some Tibetans and also some supporters, some Europeans, some Indians, very critical about our approach. Because we are not seeking independence.
The Dalai Lama insisted that his views were known to almost all.
And you know, we are not seeking separation, that everybody knows. Except Beijing do not know that. But otherwise, the rest of the world knows that.
But Elliot Sperling, a Tibet expert at Indiana University in Bloomington, says that Beijing knows full well that the Dalai Lama does not advocate independence. They simply pretend not to believe him.
They found the best spokesperson against Tibetan independence, and that was the Dalai Lama.
Since Friday's riots, foreign governments have amplified their calls for dialogue between Beijing and the Dalai Lama. Sperling says that Beijing has no intention of cutting any deals with a 72-year-old cleric. They're just waiting for him to die so that they can name a new Dalai Lama whom they can control.
What the thinking has been is, you know, wait until he dies, but in the interim, constantly get him to say that Tibet should not be independent.
And the more he says Tibet should not be independent, the more the pro-independence activists are marginalized and Beijing's claim of legitimate rule over Tibet is bolstered. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.